Dr. Jeffrey Halstead has been Canandaigua's hometown dentist for more than 35 years, offering routine dental care as well as cosmetic dentistry, implants, and dentures by their highly trained and experienced staff. Visit them online at canandaiguadentistry.com or find them on Facebook and Instagram. Steve, thanks for taking the time today. Let's get right into the details. I'm curious, 1 month in with the new city council, how does it feel, one? And two, how's this group working together?
So I'm going to be optimistically cautious, Josh, because, you know, in 2020, at the February point, I had a lot of optimism in that council also. So, you know, barring any pandemic, social unrest, or police reform challenges that this council run into, I'm excited. There's a lot of difference of opinions. There's a lot of enthusiasm with six new councilors, and the next one to be the seventh new councilor coming March 12th. They're eager. They want to learn more. They want to absorb more. They want to understand the process. They want to have an impact. And I think what we're seeing is some counselors are 4 years, some counselors are in 2 year terms. The 2 year term counselors, I'm already seeing them knowing that they have to run again next year, positioning themselves to try to get accomplishments done so they can put some notches in their belt and put some things on the resume to be able to say they accomplished something while they were on council. So very optimistic right now, and seeing a lot of efficiency, a lot of camaraderie between the group. There are some people who have different ideas that they're bringing forward. I think that's important to keep those options open, to be able to create some change, not the status quo that we've currently had in the last 4 years. So I'm looking forward to kind of working with this group. It's very, very interesting.
Do you think this group will be more likely to be able to get some bigger ticket items done over the next year, 2 years, given what you just described?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, you know, we have a 2024 budget set, and that budget directs staff to accomplish certain things. So to shift gears in the 2024 season, I think would create some challenges. Not that it's something you can't accomplish, but I think the first year it might be already set for this council. They can make modifications, but of course, steering the big ship takes a little bit of effort to make some major changes. 2025 should be more of a focus. But I think that'll be interesting. And I do think that this council will work together cohesively and respectfully. And like I say, you know, nothing against the last council. The last council ran into some major challenges that I've never seen in over 20 years of my career on council.
Yeah. So let's talk about last night's meeting. From your point of view, what were a couple of the biggest action items you guys tackled?
So, you know, I think that, you know, the agenda looked really light to begin with. By the time we get to the meeting, a lot of new agenda items hit. And I think some of the important things, for me at least, that there's a 3+1 option that the city council and the city manager have looked at. And it's a way to invest money, whether it's short term, 3, 4, 5 months. We're going to have this company come in and they're going to do an evaluation of how we can invest money. And, you know, revenues are always a challenge. And this is probably one of the biggest options to be able to work your money, to get some interest from your money, because currently any monies we have available, cash flow we have, is usually well under 1%, probably a 0.0-something%. This gives us the option to hopefully get somewhere between 3 and 5% on some of our monies, which is income that we previously haven't been able to address. And I know there's other municipalities that are using this. I know the county of Ontario County is using this, and it's providing great results. So that to me is number one on the agenda last night that we all passed. Number two was a little bit of an eye-opener for me, you know, as far as being a city that, as we looked at previous, in 2014, we actually had signed up for the opportunity for us to be a clean, climate smart community. And that was important. In 2018, we achieved the bronze level. And, you know, we did that through LED lighting and different programs that we implemented. And it's not just to have a badge to say you're a clean, smart community, but it's to take initiatives to reduce your carbon footprint, but also reduce the cost of the taxpayers. And I think that's important. And last night, we actually had to reinitiate it because it expired last October, I believe it was. So now we're kind of starting over again, but it allows us to get the opportunity to create a lot of grants to be able to be a clean, smart community. So those are the two key things I think we walked away with last night.
Yeah. And then a few items I wanted to talk to you about that maybe didn't all require action, but I think if the casual taxpayer in Geneva were perusing the agenda, they were probably a little curious. Hauler fees. Apparently, it sounds like it was a some sort of clerical error with how things were entered in the past. There was a change. It didn't look like any actual monetary change. So can you walk us through what that situation was all about?
Here, what we've done is we've tried to be cautious in our new ordinances and local laws to not put dollar values into those local laws or ordinances because then it's a major change. So, as an example, if we had a hauler fee that was in an ordinance and we actually put the dollar value in that ordinance, in order to change that in subsequent years, we would actually have to change the ordinance, which takes effort from legal and counsel and a couple readings, and it takes time. So what we did was new ordinances, we've have a habit now that we don't put the actual dollar value and we include that in the budget line item. So it's easy. Every year you can change the budget and you can change that number without going through the ordinance changes. So that was one of the things that we had to clean up item last night. The hauler fees are $2,000 per year for garbage pickup, trash and garbage, and the roll-off fees are $500. So that was just a cleanup item in the budget, actually.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Lake Tunnel Enhancement Project. Saw some renderings in the agenda. Looks great. What can you tell us about how that's going to proceed over the coming months?
So that's the last one of the last legs of the DRI, and I'm really excited about it. If anybody takes the opportunity to kind of come from town to downtown and utilize that tunnel, right now it's a little bit of a challenge, the terrain, because of all everything that has taken place in an area with the solar village and everything. It's a little bit of a challenge for your baby carriage or your bike to get from the solar village area through the tunnel. And once you get through the tunnel, there's a nice clean path. But I'm glad you looked at it, Josh, because I said last night, I want to put that on our website. I want to make sure we communicate it in the newspaper. It's going to be really cool. The pavement creates a entrance that actually has a sitting area and an exit, depending on which way you're going, entry or exit, that's very mimicking on both sides of the tunnel. It opens up. It's gonna have this nice pattern on the ground as far as the paving goes, and it's gonna have some benches around there to give you the opportunity to pause as you go in and out of the tunnel and as you enter the city or as you enter the lakefront. So I'm really excited, and like I said, it's one of the last legs of the DRI that was approved by the state, and we're going to implement that. And it's going to happen hopefully early in the spring.
And the Geneva Trail Project, which similarly looks like it could be a pretty big win for the city long term here.
Yeah, you know, the Geneva Trail Project is another one of my pet peeves. I like biking, so I think it's important. As I get older, I do less running and I do more walking. So I think the trails, the connections of the trails are important. The connection of the trails is a lengthy process. This is just a small portion of it. It's a bridge over Doran Ave, and it's going to give us the opportunity to kind of connect two of the rail beds. For me, this takes us from the lakefront and can take us into the town when fully completed. And I think the initiatives, especially we have some partnerships there to be able to complete the full trail with a variety of different entities to implement this trail. And I think what it does is it kind of drives people, hopefully connecting ultimately to the Ontario Trathpals. It drives people to kind of get out a little bit more, to enjoy some of that nature, and to enjoy a smooth transition without trying to work your way through traffic. So I'm looking forward to it.
And finally, stormwater sewer replacement project, Washington Street to Williams Street. Talk to us about that. Does that have anything to do with the water issues that the city has seen over the last couple of years with flooding during the summer, or is this disconnected from that?
No, it's definitely a portion of it. You know, I think every community has been inundated by the water that You know, I thought we had a bet. And then I started seeing on the news there were several other communities. By no means is it a laughing matter, because people were devastated with the amount of water that came rushing through the communities and created all the damage. So, you know, this isn't an item that we haven't been aware of in the previous, but it's just been highlighted even more and more in the last year. And so what we had to do is we actually have been doing I compliment DPW and staff. They've been doing extensive research in all of the lines. And what we found is, being a 200-year-old city, is things have taken place without being documented throughout the years. So it might have been okay in the 1800s or early 1900s. Construction has taken place. There's been buildings or houses that have been built over certain type of stormwater systems. There isn't any good, clean mapping of those. So I think we have a good grip on our stormwater pass now, and the current $800,000+ is going to be one of the fixes that needs to be put in place to try to increase the flow of water in that area of the city and try to route it so that it doesn't go under current buildings and give it the opportunity to kind of have an evacuation path for that storm water into a larger area that'll allow the flow to be more fluent from one end to the other. It's only one portion of what we have to do in that area. We have citizens in Ward 4 that are still challenged, and we need to find corrections for that. And we also have stormwater retention issues, we think, upstream that really need to be addressed. So it's just one thing, but it's an expensive item, but it's just one of the first steps we're going to be taking.
It is the stormwater issues, especially as we look ahead to spring and summer, when presumably we'll be getting more rain. Are those a couple of the big items that you have your eye on for the rest of this year?
Yeah, I think it's critical that we address, you know, those are one of the immediate things. And we're putting a task force together on stormwater, and we're going to try to remedy as much as possible. We would love to have the monies to kind of do it all at once. But as I mentioned, a 200-year-old city with some of the challenges we have, we're going to have to take it in phases and be able to implement that to get the final overall correction. You know, I think one of the things we've done in the past too is an infill and infiltration study. So we have a lot of homes that might still have sump pumps that dump their water into that stormwater into our sewer system, which affects our sewer capacity also. So we've actually done studies on that in the past. We've corrected a bunch of it. And I think every time a house goes for sale, we actually verify that to make sure that's not one of our issues. So not only do we have stormwater issues, but we have sewer treatment limitations. And that was one of the items last night on the agenda also, where we're looking at sewer capacity increases, because we want to be able to expand our economic development. We want to be able to support surrounding municipalities to do that also.
And my last question for you, we've heard from some other cities, other municipalities across the state say they're concerned at the level of state funding they're getting in this upcoming budget, if it sticks as stands. What is your what's your input there? And what are you thinking in terms of what are you seeing, I should say, in terms of issues that could arise from state funding levels as they stand?
I probably could get myself in trouble with some of my comments, Josh, but you know, it's always disappointing. You know, we work hard with the state, and I think our state representatives do the best they can to try to get as much monies back to the city of Geneva. And we've been very fortunate with grant funding throughout the years, and we've been efficient with applying our grant funding to improve our city of Geneva. But, you know, when it comes to some of the simple things, and I guess this is one of my simple focuses, infrastructure support from the state is one of the key things. And CHIPS funding has been steady for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. You know, we'd like to just have more support, because the cost of improving our roadways just keeps on increasing, but the support from the state kind of remains the same. So it's if I could ask for one simple thing, it'd be increase my CHIPS funding so I can be able to support the infrastructure on my roads and highways. That would be one of the key things. And then, you know, for us to have economic development, infrastructure support with undeveloped areas in the city of Geneva is going to be key also. So if I can't get it through the budget process by CHIPS funding, I'd like to find other grants and opportunities, both state and federally, to be able to support the city of Geneva's growth.
Mayor, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you very much, Josh. I appreciate it always.